brought to my attention correctly that the, you know, we were talking about whether or not Birchas Hanenin is a proper framework to use for the discussion of Birchas Shechita, and of course, you know, that in itself depends on how we understand Shechita, etc. But there's just, you know, I've just pointed out, of course, the Shakavatari and the Gemara in Pevav Medbeis in Chulin itself does link the whole question of Havla Univare to the question of Birchas Hanenin. So I think it's a good point, it doesn't challenge what we've been doing. The Gemara links it with regard to the question of what constitutes a very specific type of nimla. And the question is whether or not, which basically means that there is something in common, whenever there's a bracha and it relates to anything, then the question of tziruf comes into play. And the Gemara ends up being mechalek between kisui and shechita and the dinim of Birchas Hanenin, but all we see from that Gemara is that there are certain common features to all questions of Tziruf and Hefsek. The question is whether or not it becomes a good paradigm when we have other paradigms like Birchas HaMitzvah, and that of course is the question the Bali tells us in the Ramban and Ran that all the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch deal with, namely, do we compare this to Tefillin, do we compare it to Birchas Hanenin, etc. But it is a correct point. And in general, of course, how we look at Birchas HaMitzvos, whether we look at it as a matir or something closer to Divrei Shevach Mahoda, is also going to determine whether or not Birchas HaNenin is relevant or not. Two other, very, very quickly, we talked about the question of Tziruf L'Shechita, Nimlach, and we talked about it also in terms of the question of Overlasa Yasa, the different stages of Shechita, particularly Miut Kama, and Miut Basras. I don't think I mentioned it yesterday, but the Prima Gadim, without any fuss or fanfare, but just different positions that he takes, seems to be mechalik between two different issues. With regard to Overlasi Yasan, he's not so sure whether or not Miut Kama and Miut Basra, Miut Basra at least would qualify. But with regard to Nimlach, same question comes up with regard to Nimlach. Let's say I bring the new things that I want to add to the mix, let's say I bring them in the context of the Maisa, the first Maisa, but after the critical point, like Miut Basra. So there the Pre-Megadim seems much more confident that that would be not a problem of Nimlach, which only shows that the problem of Nimlach and the problem of Overlas Yasan may be two different issues, even though they overlap a lot. Overlas Yasan may have to be Kodem, and for Nimlach it's enough to be the Emtza. In other words, or even if it's not be'emsa, it's enough that there be tziruf for nimlach. Whereas for Overlasi Yasan, it's not enough that there be tziruf, it has to either be be'emsa or kodem. And then one other point, and that is that the Shach compares the question of shchitos and milos. Let's say you have more than one child to give this mila to. Will the dinim of sach bein and nimlach, will they be the same or not? That's another mitzvah example. There, of course, you have a chiyuv rather than just a kiyum or a chiyuv in context. So again, the question about the nature of Birchas Shechita will be highlighted by the Shach's question, Shach's suggestion that we compare Mila and Shechita. And final point, which leads us into today's discussion, and that is we talked about the question of Yotza Motzi in kiyum hamitzvos, which aren't actual chiyuvim, or chiyuvim that aren't chovas agavra, but are conditioned on the circumstances. And that, of course, was the issue, in part, to understand the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh on the one hand, and the Or Zerua and the Shach on the other. Namely, what happens in the case of Shechita, is there a din of Yatza Motzi? So you have a similar case in Rosh Hashanah, in Tekiah Shofar, part of what I want to speak about now for a few minutes, and that is in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Tes Zivav, what if you want to blow Shofar on behalf of Nashim? Right, the Isha couldn't come to Shul, and she wants to hear the Tekiah Shofar. So the question is, you do the Tekiah, who makes the Bracha? I'm going to discuss that question for a few minutes now anyway. But with regard to Nashim, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that in Taf Kuf Pei Tes Sivav. I think it's Sivav. Tav Kuf Pei Tes Sivav. Yeah. Afal Bishanoshim Peturas Yecholus Litzkoa. B'chein Acher Sheyotza Kvar Yochal Litzkoa Lahotzion Avleim Bevarchos Loi Bevarchos Lahen. That's the Mechaber who thinks that there's no mitzvah say, no bracha on a mitzvah say Shesman Grama like the Rambam. But then the Ramah says Hagav Aminik Shanoshim Bevarchos Al Mitzvah Say Shesman Grama. And therefore, Al Kain Gam Kan Mevarchos La'atzman. Aval Acherim Lo Yevarchu Lahen Im Kvar Yatzu Ve'enam Tokim Rak L'Nashim Avim Tokim Le'ish Hamechuyav Mevarchin Lo Avim Bitsha Kvar Yatzu K'moshin Izbar Simin Tav Kuf Pei Hei Siv Beis V'Hagav. So the Ramah is Mechalek between Anashim and Nashim. If somebody was already Yatza and now he wants to be Motzi Acher Midei Chavasan, so the Ramah says that when it comes to men, the Tokea can or should, we'll get to that in just a second, be Mavarech. But when it comes to Nashim, since it's only a Kiyama Mitzvah, right? And there is a Bracha, but it's only a Kiyama Mitzvah, not a Chiyuva Mitzvah. Therefore, the rule of Yatza Motzi regarding Bracha will not apply. That is the Ramah. And some of the other poskim are not quite so sure whether that's true. So that is very parallel to what we were discussing in the Rambam, the Rosh, the Or Zeruah, the Shach, the Taz. Except that it's a little bit different. In other words, the case here is a case of Shechita. And the question is whether we apply the din of Yatza Motzi, l'chatchila at least, in Shechita. If you have Neina Shomea, Shomea, Veina Medaber, but l'chatchila that person can be Shoche. So the Taz's argument was this isn't Yatza Motzi because it's not a Chovas HaGavra. Again, now his real argument, as I already indicated, was here you have choice, let the other person do it and stay away from it. But I was suggesting that one could conceptualize it. This isn't what the Taz meant, but one could say that Yatza Motzi only applies to Chiyuvim and not to Kiyumim, maybe because there's no Tziruf in the context of Kiyum. Or maybe that Kufa is a debate between the Ram and the Rosh and the Or Zeruah and the Shach. I say the Or Zeruah and the Shach because the Shach seems to pass like the Shulchan Aruch, but he rereads the Shulchan Aruch to the case of the Or Zeruah as we discussed. So the point is, here you have a similar case, except that's a little different. Here too you have a case of Yatza Motzi in a Kiyum HaMitzvah without a Chiyuv HaMitzvah. What makes it different, of course, is the nature of the Kiyum here. In the case of Shechita, it's a Kiyum because you don't have to bother doing Shechita at all, and there's no Chiyuv on anyone to do Shechita, except maybe in the context of Kadshim, which, as we have been discussing, may be very relevant or may be totally irrelevant. But the point is that it's a mitzvah reshus mitchila v'yad sof. At least one could argue that it's a mitzvah reshus mitchila v'yad sof in its context. Of course, mitzvah seishas man grama for nashim are reshus. I mean, they're a kiyum and not a chiyum. But of course, the mitzvah of tkiya shofar is the chiyum for the men. So the question of tziruf and yatza motzi, if you look at the institution of tkiya shofar, there's more tziruf. If you look at the particular application, it's a kiyum b'li chiyuv. In general, this is a question how we look at the kiyum of mitzvah saseh shesman grama and whether or not it is upgraded in any way by virtue of the fact that it's a chiyuv gamur for men. Is it that we remove the p'tur and then nashim are essentially involved in that same level of chiyuv or that same kind of kiyum, that same institution, or does the fact that it is optional continue to establish that it is a kiyum and not a chiyuv? Maybe even less. There are some gaonim who seem to say that even if we make a bracha for nashim on the mitzvah seishas man grama, it's not so much that they have a kiyum as much as the ma'isa mitzvah deserves a bracha in its own right. That would be the other side of the coin. Then mitzvah seishas man grama would be even less than a regular kiyum mitzvah. But it's interesting just to note and to analyze whether or not Simen Tav Kuf Pei Tes, the Ramah Sivav, is comparable to our case or not. Okay, having said that, let me move back. I want to discuss very briefly two matters of Rosh Hashanah, which I think are also linked in some way.